You are listening to Rags to Resale, the podcast for career resellers or anyone who wants to amp up their online resale business the right way. Here are your Posh Pro experts.
Okay, so hello everyone. Welcome to Rags to Resale podcast. This is our 8th podcast. Can you believe it? Isn't that crazy?
I know.
How fun, right?
We're like old hat at this. We're podcasters. Casters.
Yeah, and we're getting some pretty good traction. Our listener audience numbers are growing, so it's pretty cool. I like
it. And then if you're listening and you hear us reference something, you can pop over to YouTube because we'll actually show what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So you can do both. You can watch and listen, or just listen, or just watch. We have so many options.
So today's topic is shop and share, parties on Poshmark.
Partying on Posh, yes.
Partying on Posh, yes, basically. The specific parties and shop and share events that Poshmark has to help engage on the app as well as increase sales, correct? Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about what
the differences are.
Yeah, shop and share is, yeah, or
so a shop parties. And share is a little different than the sanctioned parties mm-hmm. on Poshmark. Poshmark has sanctioned parties, so those parties happen at the same time every single day. There's a morning party, there's sort of a lunchtime party, there's an afternoon party, and then there's the night party. The night party is at 10 o'clock Eastern, so 9 o'clock Central our time. And it's the variety, you can put your entire closet into that. It has all different names, like, you know, Together We Posh and all these kinds of just sort of generic names. So you can put every single thing that you offer into
okay,
that.
Yeah. So that's the party I was asking you about a couple of weeks ago that we didn't ask the Posh Pro on, where that's the one that I could put anything in. Because the ones during the day are specific.
And they've gotten real specific. They changed up the brand lists and the names on the parties in the new year. They have some interesting new party themes now. There's always like everything kids. There's always shoes. There's always purses. There's always plus size and petites. And then they have brands like preppy brands, which is like Lilly Pulitzer, Ralph Lauren, Brooks Brothers, things like that. And then they have new ones for like streetwear, you know, that's like Supreme and a little, you know, but more trendy. They have a really cool new one that's sustainable brand. So if they are not a sustainable brand like Eileen Fisher or Patagonia, you're not able to share into that. So it's kind of, you know, that's kind of a small list. So there's, yeah. You know, and then there's Black owned businesses. So, you know, there's certain ones that are, I love that they're doing it. It's a little difficult to host those parties because it's hard to find host picks. You have to really, you know, stick to certain brands or really dig and hunt for those, because, you know, it's just, you can see by the numbers of how many things are shared into those parties. It's a much smaller grouping. You know, it gives someone that is shopping a space to go and only buy sustainable brands or only buy brands by, you know, Black artists. And I really love that. So, you know, they're doing their part. And I think that that's important. So that's the Posh sanctioned parties. Now they also, you know, sanction Posh and coffees and things like that, where if you actually sign up to do a Posh and coffee or a Posh and list or any of those Zoom events, or they have Posh and coffees in real life, you get a time and a date, and they will put that out to the general public on Poshmark and let them sign up. So those are also sanctioned. Now, the audience at large on Poshmark got real, real creative and started using listings to host parties where people could sign up on a listing page on someone's closet just much like mine, and I'll show you here.
I just want for the audience to understand a little bit better about these Posh and Coffees, the Posh and Sips.
Yep.
Like you hosted a couple of those too. So what are those and what are the benefits of doing
one? Posh and Coffees or Posh and Lists, those types of, they have Posh and Sips also, which I think you're supposed to bring any kind of potable that you would like to sip on. They're usually generally at night. The Posh and Coffees are, and especially the ones in real life, are at Starbucks locally.
So these used to be in-person events.
They used to be in person. They're back. They're okay. In person again, but they also still are maintaining
the Zoom
ones. Yeah. Okay. So those
the Posh and Coffees in the morning.
Yeah, generally, like up till noon, something like that.
And the Posh and Sips are in the evenings, like you're sipping wine, or if you're not drinking, something else.
Yeah.
And then there's one more. What was the other
Posh
one?
Posh and Lists. That's more of a, you're supposed to like actually bring something to list, and then you're going to get help and advice on how to list it properly.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the Posh and Sip and the Posh and Coffee, what are those kind of like?
So you're generally supposed to pick a theme, have a topic, and it's like a seminar. It's kind of like what you and I do for the courses, but you have questions and answer session, and you can really run it however you want. There's very, very little oversight from Posh, but what I tend to do is, it depends on how many people come in. I take a topic, I break it down for them at the beginning. I sometimes bring show and tell items, like a dress or something, to show what I can do with that. You can screen share. I'll often screen share and show my Poshmark closet and show them how to do something. Or if they have questions about certain things, they'll say, I don't know how to do that, or where is this on the site? So a lot of times I'm doing a reaction to questions with a share screen. So I'm actually showing people how to do things. I think people take these very seriously. They've taken an hour out of their time. In fact, the Posh and Sips, generally, I don't see a lot of people drinking and partying it up. They're taking notes. This is their business. This is a time for them to learn. And you get good and bad. You know, I've been, when I first started, I would go on Posh and Lists and Posh and Sips and things like that to learn. And there's good ones and there's bad ones. You know, there's people that don't really know a lot. I know I've gotten a little bit of bad information, but for the lion's share, the most part, these are serious poshers who know what they're doing and they're trying to help people. And I highly recommend them. I think that they are always a good idea.
So do you have to be a Poshmark ambassador in order to host one?
Yes.
Okay. And so just again, for the audience, what you have to apply for this, correct? You have to fill out a form and get accepted. And then
you have to be part of the Poshmark affiliate program. So you can't do that until you're a Posh ambassador. You can apply. There is a link, and I'll show you this right now. There's a link in your Poshmark tools that you can see your Posh campaigns, and those campaigns can be anything from, you know, list when they came out with electronics, list 10 electronics and you get $5, or host a Posh and Coffee in real life. And, you know, or they have videos that you can, as you can prove that you've listed something on Facebook or Instagram that shows somebody how to do something, or gives, you know, there's a From Where I Posh. So if you show your area and how you list something or how you ship something, give them some information that helps the general Poshmark public, you get $5, or they pay you a little bit of money for your campaigns. Now, okay. If you are a certified influencer, like some people are, if you have a certain amount of followers, you can petition to amp that up quite a bit. So I'm in the process of doing that because we have a certain number of followers and we've got our podcast and everything. So your influence goes up. So therefore your price goes up for your influence, and they elevate your Posh and shares and things like that. So, you know, this is their marketing campaign. This is how they choose to teach people.
What do you think as the host is the benefit to you of having doing a Posh and Sip?
When I first started Posh and Sips and these sort of seminar type things, I had to do quite a bit of research. I had to make sure I knew what the heck I was talking about. It gives you an elevation of stature, of respect. I did it personally because it helped me learn to teach other people. And so I made sure I knew what I was doing. I actually learned quite a bit before teaching people what to do and then making it right. Obviously, we did the whole, all of our courses and stuff. So I've learned tons just from teaching, because you've got to make sure you know exactly what you're talking about.
As a seller, you know, a general person who's trying to increase sales, is there any benefit to them to doing one of those?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, you have traffic coming to your site to sign up. You have the sharing events that are, you get a lot of traffic into your site, and then you just get an elevation of respect. And there's not a huge benefit to me. I mean, that's part of my job and my work. And I actually tend to make less money during the Shop and Share events because I don't have time to do what I normally do. I don't have time to share and list that week. I have to audit the events and make sure people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And there's, you know, usually 80 to 100 people that I'm auditing.
That's a good segue. Let's get into our Shop and Shares.
What the heck's an audit? Yeah.
What is a Shop and Share? Not specifically the one that you do just yet, but what is a Shop and Share on Poshmark?
So this is a Poshmark inspired from the ground up, just from the peoples of Poshmark that decided to do this. They started having share events and follow events, and it just grew out of necessity from people that the poshers that were on Poshmark. So the easiest one to explain is the follow events. You go into someone's closet, you sign up on a listing page. You have to share one or two or five people at a time. You know, sometimes they're daily, sometimes they're weekly, sometimes it's a Tuesday every week, whatever that is that the host allots as their party rules. You abide by, you share whoever you're supposed to share. They name someone oftentimes. They'll name a new person every week. They call it certain things, like there's themes of each party. So, you know, it might be, I know I used to be a part of a vintage only share group. You might tend to sell a lot of vintage. You would do that. And then you only share the vintage in the people's closets, or you only share shoes, or you only share green things. You know, every week there's different color. So everybody has different little fun ways of amplifying their own little special niche of the share events. Follower events, you might go into whoever. I a lot of times end up being the winner of a follow event just because I have very high followers. So people can go into my followers and I'm basically essentially giving them permission as the winner. They're all sharing 10 of my items, say, for the day, and they all get to go into my followers and take all of my followers. Now, on the down low, you can take all the followers you want from me. I will never know. But, you know, you go in there and there's blue ones that you don't necessarily follow. You follow all the blue unchecked ones. And then presumably those people follow you back and you gain followers. So that's one way to do it. So they tried to make it fun because you need to follow people anyway.
How do you find these? I've never...
People reach out to me. People reach out to you. You can do a search for a follow game.
You can search on the Poshmark app.
You can search the words follow game, and it should be, if it's in their title as a follow game, it'll pop up. People invite you to them a lot of times.
Well, I can also search for a Shop and Share game.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So these are called games?
They're called games. Yeah. Okay. They're definitely games. They're not, you know, they're not sanctioned events. The Shop and Share that the Shop and Shares that I've been in before this, traditionally, you get as many people to sign up as possible. And then on the weekend or day of the events, there's mini shop and shares, there's longer term shop and shares where you share everybody in the list. So you get this long list, it's numbered and it's in the comments of a listing. And you just click on each person's name. And you share, say, 3 from each or 5 from each or 10 from each, whatever the rule is of that game, right? And then for a shop and share, so a lot of just share events, you just share all the people. They they changed it up to shop and shares. People in shop and share events, you have to buy one thing. So the traditional shop and shares, you buy one thing from any one of the participants. So you get a chance to sell something if you're in that shop and share, and everybody buys one thing, and it just gives, there's shopping going on, there's sharing going on. It's giving, it's all the things you have to do anyway to amp that algorithm, but you're doing it inside this event, right? Mm-hmm, and it gives mm-hmm. you a chance to interact with other poshers, and it's all a good thing, right? So yeah, so then I came up with what I believe is the one and only shop and share event that you only shop from one, two, or three people. So what I did was I initiated a shop and share, asked mm-hmm. people to sign up, but I told them, you're not shopping from anyone. You're shopping from three winners that I announce, and I'm actually having one this weekend. So I'm announcing it tonight on Instagram. So we go live. It's a real big and splashy thing. I announce it constantly on Poshmark that you need to go over to our Instagram page, and you're going to see me pull three names out of a hat. All the participants' names go into this hat. I do vet them. Some people are pulled and not pulled out of the hat if their closet doesn't have enough stuff. I let them play, but they do need to have a certain amount of stuff in their closet. They need to have some variety. I don't pull very many people. Most people qualify if they're signing up for the event, because if they don't qualify, I take them aside. I tell them in a private bundle that they need either to list more things. Mm-hmm. So usually when someone signs up, I check real quick. I just give a quick look at their closet. Mm-hmm. If it seems like they don't qualify, I give them a heads up, because I don't want them to have to shop and share if they don't really qualify. Right. So there's not a lot of people I pull. But so everybody gets to play. The only requirement to be a winner is that they played last month and that they shared and did everything right last month.
Mm-hmm. So you have to share everyone, but only shop from three. Choose one item from three different.
Any of those three closets. So it does usually tend that some one of those three closets makes more money than others, just based on, you know, the variety in their closet, but they still all make quite a bit of money. Now this tonight, it looks like we're going to have about 80 participants. So if you break that down, you know, you're getting into the like 25 purchases per winner. So for a weekend, that's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. What are they kind of averaging in sales in your previous months?
Well, if you take out natural sales, so if you're only going for the participants, it's about anywhere between $300 and $800. And now don't forget that they were getting a huge amp in traffic and a huge amp in sales. So that amps natural sales. So you're going to get some organic sales based on your huge influx of traffic, sharing, and sales, mm-hmm. which is why my brainchild came to life, because I thought, how best to get natural sales? What is the key ingredients? Following a huge amp in traffic. And of course, the number one thing that Poshmark rewards is sales. If you're getting all of a sudden a ton of sales in your closet, you're going to get more traffic and you're going to get more algorithm pleasure. Uh-huh. So I've not had anyone that hasn't given me some indication they had a lot of extra sales on the side, at least some extra sales on the side. So the number that I do ask every winner at the end to give me a little, just a sit rep report of how the weekend went, how much money mm-hmm. they made, mm-hmm. how was their sales? What did they do? And it's usually very good. I would still point to my friend Pint-Sized Marina. I think she made like $1,200, $1,300 for the weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And wow. It was the best one, but there, you know, it's up there. It can be up there. And the more participants, obviously, the more possibility for sales. And it's a big win. It's a big deal. And people are super, super excited about it. They are all crazy today because they're very nervous and excited, because, you know, it does mean quite a bit. And some of them have been waiting. When we started this in December, Mm-hmm. People have been waiting for, 7 months now, and they want to win, and I don't blame them. And I get so nervous when I pull the names that I'm actually shaking, because I know how much it means to people. And I feel guilt. Last month, I think one person, Amber Trissen, won a second time, and I can't help it.
I was just going to ask you that question. If somebody gets pulled again, do you let them be the winner? Do you let them be a shining star?
Yeah, because they're all there for 8 months. I mean, why would they participate again and again and again? Like, if, a lot of people would just, okay, I won, I'm going to drop off. Well, that's not fair.
Right.
They should get to win again. So that they do win again. And I know it's frustrating to people, but we have, lots of people watching on Instagram and they're all excited. And I get so nervous because I would love for every single person to win. And then for a while, including last month, I was splitting the group into two groups. So there were six winners. And, but they just don't win as much. And so this time we're doing one. I'm going to do one this
time. I was just going to ask you that question because, you've always split it, because 80 people is a lot to share.
Yeah.
Five items from, it literally takes me a couple of hours to do it.
Break it up over time. So the way that I, and this is important for any follower or shop and share group, if you're going to host one of these events, I mean, I guess you don't have to audit, but in order to make sure people are complying, you have to audit. So what they do is they share the listing first, and that's sort of a bookmark. It's called a bookmark. So you bookmark where you start sharing, and then you share as much as you can. And then if you need to stop, you tag me and say pausing at, and give me a number. And then they share the other bookmark. So they share the listing again. So if you look in their shares, you can look at their shares in the share tab, because they've tagged me. So I can see my name. I can see for each individual person that they've complied with the whole sharing system if I look through their stop and starts and their tag of me. But it is a arduous, long drawn out process, but that's how you get them to show you visibly in the share list where they've stopped and started and where they've tagged and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can audit and make sure they've shared everybody. Now, usually it's just like this long list of shares that they did and it's done and it's easy to see, yes, they did it. But some people are in and out. So I'll check everybody that did the whole list at once. And then I start checking the
more. How are you able to see that they've shared?
They're sharing my own listing because it's my listing and they're tagging me. So as long as they're sharing me and tagging me, I can see it visibly on my share list. Who shared me?
Oh, okay.
So it's my listing because they shared my list and then they shared me at the bottom of that list. So then you click into them and you can see their whole list of people they shared. It's not simple. And I remember wondering how the heck people did this, but it's doable. If people follow the rules and do it properly, then it's not that hard. Some people, I do ask if anybody messes up or forgets something, they just let me know. And then I'll be able to ignore any problems because they've told me that they forgot to do something or switched in and out or forgot to bookmark or whatever that is. So I can find them. I have to stop sitting crisscross applesauce. That hurts. So
you say that every time. It's so
I'm too old. I know. The Three Shining Stars is going gangbusters. And which is why I did break it up for a little while. Cause I just thought it was too much to share, but people want that, they've got 3 or 4 days to do it. They stop and start. They do a little in the morning, they do a little at night, or, some people just like to, there's always 10, 15 people that right as it starts, right at the beginning, they're done. Mm-hmm. They just bang it out.
I've noticed myself when I participate, if I find a closet that I really like, I share more than 5 of their items.
Yeah, me too. You'll realize it's down to 20 because you're just shopping.
So I'm like, I like this closet,
Yeah, I know, me too. And there is benefit to that. And I think people take really great advantage of these shop and shares. I mean, for the winners. So yeah, besides just winning and getting all these great sales for the weekend, I also take them under my wing for the entire weekend. They get immediate message from me as the winner saying that they need to do certain things. And I give them all the advice I can possibly give them. I've already kind of written it out for everybody now. So I just copy and paste it and I'll put it up here for people to see. But I tell them to share their own closet. I tell them to engage with everybody that buys something from them publicly, not privately, not in a bundle, publicly, because that is interaction and conversation with others publicly on the site. So thank them on their own page or your own page, something like that, or my page. You can say thank you on the listing page. Follow a whole bunch of people because that is really good for everybody in the shop and share to follow more people. They, you know, you get a lot more people engaged, and then to just share their closet, share from high to low, and then later in the day, low to high, or vice versa, to give everybody an ample variety to see right as they come into the closet. And it also moves around the algorithm and makes it work for them. So there's lots of things you can do when you know these people have the benefit of knowing they're going to get tons and tons of traffic and tons of sales over a small period of time, which allows the algorithm to work for them if they do all of these things. And you can see the people that do it properly and make the most of it. And they do really, really well. So it is so important to engage with the shop and share, especially as the winners. They just do a really good job and people are getting better and better at it. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity. It's like winning a lottery. I mean, it's just, it's a really, really fun thing to do. And it's not like I just hand them a gift. They have to work a little bit for it, but they're in it and they come and they're present and they're ready to do it. And, you know, it's these people's business. This is their life. You know, they work hard at this and I'm always so proud of them. So it's really,
when's your next one?
Right now, tonight.
Well, you're pulling tonight, but when tonight
it starts tomorrow morning. So it goes from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, their time, whenever they wake up at 6, and it goes all the way through the 26th, at 11:59.
So Friday to Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you have all weekend. So you can carve out some time. And if, you know, you don't have time to do it, you know, you opt out and you do it again next time. So, people do, they're just like, oh, I'm traveling this weekend, I can't do it. And, you know, they opt out. I actually had someone private message me just now saying they were going to be participating. They had time to share, but they were going to be gone all next week and they should not be part of the poll. So they actually pulled themselves out of the list of winners. So that was nice of her to let me know that.
Don't put me in this time.
Okay.
because I have a bunch of stuff to list and I want to get that up for the next time before I do it again.
Okay.
Because it does help. I mean, I get tons of followers. I get way more likes when the whole thing happens.
Yeah, can't you?
A couple sales from it. Yeah. So yeah. I want more stuff up before I do it again.
A lot of the groups of folks that are participating are shop and share enthusiasts, and they are participating in other shop and shares, and you can participate in other shop and shares where they, you know, it, there are lots of people that do make sales because every participant is able to make some sales. So, those are available, and I'm not saying that those aren't great to do. I just think that there's something to win here, and it means more when it's all focused on you. You know, we do a big splashy reveal. We put that on the listing. We put up their sales. A lot of them, I also ask them to have a sale of some sort or any kind of sales that they're having. We amplify that on the listing. I show a slide of what their sale is. So it's all about them that weekend. And, you know, people really appreciate it. And it's a lot of work for me, but I think that our mission is to help other women and other sellers on Posh do better. And this really, if you look at the algorithm at just holistically at its core, this checks all the boxes.
Right. Well, great. Well, if anybody wants to participate in Megan's shop and share event, she is on Poshmark. She is at Posh Pro _Megan.
Yes.
And you got to get your name in today. Otherwise, okay. Next month you can participate as well. She does it once a month or twice a month?
Sometimes there have been two. I think, well, this month there's only one. Obviously, it's kind of, you know, we're getting towards the end of the month. Yeah. So next month, I'm going to turn around and do one really quickly. I'm going to read one, maybe two. I'm going to read two little notes. One is from, all right, this is from my friend Anaconda. Megan, this card is not big enough to express my sincere gratitude for all you've done. This event has brought me so much joy. I made so much money. And more than that, friends that will last a lifetime. God bless you. Enjoy your items. Here, I'll just read another. And how do I even begin to thank you for the amazing opportunity to be one of the shining stars? I'm so grateful and humbled by this experience. Thank you 1,000 times over. And thank you additionally for your purchase. Wishing you a wonderful day. I cannot thank you enough for featuring me as a shining star. You are amazing. Thank you so much. This has changed my life and I am back and focused on Posh. So it's just been, you know, it's been really exciting. I don't know where to start. So grateful for everything. I now feel like I can do this. I'm going to take all of your classes. I'm inspired to keep going. I was thinking about quitting, but no more. This has reamped me.
Wow, so, Megan.
So, you know, I'm not trying to give myself any credit for this. I'm just saying that this event is the real deal. It's a game changer cool. for a closet. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, good. Is there anything you want to say before we close out for the day?
I just want everyone to watch Instagram tonight. It's 7 Eastern and we're going to pull the names and I want everyone there so they can cheer everyone on and see their name pulled. If you are a regular follower and a regular player, don't miss the best part.
Awesome. And just, you know, just to kind of recap, you've got your parties, you've got the Posh and Sips, right?
Yep.
And the shop and shares, and Megan has her own shop and share, and you should join it. And we're so happy to have you here on our podcast, and we will see you next time. Bye. Or talk to you next time.
See you guys soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tips, live events, contests, celebrity appearances. Don't miss a moment at poshproproject.com.